All right, we're back. I don't want to waste any time. Love the song, love the music. I'd let it play, but time is of the essence and time is short. And Ron from Michigan, you know, I didn't cut him off. He hung up, so I'm not sure why he called in. I guess just to prove that he was a scaredy cat. So you got a ribbon, buddy. I don't know. I don't understand how people don't understand the issues. I've been, you know, go into the archives, buy a membership, and listen to some of the programs. I go into all this stuff about Admiralty, about the constitutional principles of Admiralty, how strong and how dangerous Admiralty is. One of the things these guys have done, they've tried to seize everything under the military authority, military jurisdiction of Admiralty. They used the Navy to shoot down that satellite that was tumbling to the Earth. I think it was a Chinese one or something. They shot a missile from a naval vessel so that they could use the Navy and Admiralty to claim jurisdiction over space. And space was something that had been, for the longest period of time, civilian jurisdiction under NASA. And, of course, the Air Force has its involvement with NASA and more. But one of the things that we had tried to do, and some of this is from Kennedy and other presidents, was to keep the military out of space. And what they've done is, under Bush, everything is under executive branch, commander-in-chief military authority now, including our courts. And, you know, I don't know if that's just Germanic. I don't know if that's why. If you look at the last 1,000 years of European history, let alone world history, it is centered around one thing and one thing only. And it hasn't centered around the reunification or unification of Israel. It's centered around the unification or reunification of Germany and or Greater Germania, which includes Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Austria, Bavaria, what is now known as Germany, which is the German Federations, German Republics, and Prussia married into one. You could throw Luxembourg in there, and even parts of France, if not France itself. England has fallen in World War I. You know, we had the Napoleonic Wars, the Franco-Prussian Wars, Prussian-Germanic Wars, or Prusso-Germanic Wars, and more. That is the one thing, and it is the military-industrial complex, or those families that use war and warfare to enrich themselves on a grand scale. Let me go real quick. We're going to come up on a break here, but let me go to Clarence in Oklahoma real quick.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Clarence. How's it going?
I can't complain. I woke up on this side of the dirt this morning.
Oh, that's good.
And I know exactly what you're talking about. I got in late, I'll admit. I was talking to a friend on my phone, a local political consultant here in the state, well-known.
Right.
And so I kind of know some of this stuff, but I also know that...
What you need to do is call him back after I make it real clear to you that the Coast Guard is a special branch, is self-declared special branch of military operating outside of the Department of Defense,
right,
under military law.
Well, you know, the Coast Guard's, as I understand it, was kind of a special bird.
Well, no, when you understand how it started and who was behind it, because the...
It was a revenue service, wasn't it?
Well, no, that it actually got started as the Revenue Cutter Marine.
Mm-hmm. As I understand...
Well, wait, let me finish, because we're going to go to break here,
okay,
too.
Okay, well, I'll wait.
No, hold on. It's the Revenue Cutter Marine, which was started by Hamilton. I think I hear the music coming up. Yep, it's definitely coming up. Hold on, Clarence. We'll be right back after break. We'll talk about this. But it's a civil service agency. It's never been, per se, in the Department of Defense, except under special circumstances for a very limited and temporary time period. You know, it's been in the Treasury Department, Commerce, Department of Transportation, and more.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2youth.com. That's learnthesecrets2youth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Today's flu readiness report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. Got the first break out of the way. That one hits us pretty quick and hard. I want to go back to, I believe it was Clarence in Oklahoma. Real quick, Clarence. And I've asked and I'm asking listeners to wake up to the severity of this. This isn't bird flu.
If I could just say one thing real quick, I'll let you
sure.
go. And let
sure.
you start back again. I was in the Air Force Security Police in the early 1970s.
You were enlisted or?
I was enlisted. And I also, they believe me, they taught
us.
But
you were trained on the UCMJ in Title 10.
They taught us. We had to know it because that's what we enforced.
Right. And actually, you were also trained on Posse Comitatus. And,
they drilled it into our heads back then.
Right.
That you don't mess with civilians.
Ever.
Let me give you an example. We were shown films. We were given we had training once a week. You know how it is.
Right.
You get training every month.
You get training for your training.
Exactly. Really. And they showed us a film called Incident at Jackrabbit Flats, where an Air Force plane crashes in Nevada. They showed exactly what you do. But they tailored it to our job was.
Right.
We had to set up a perimeter around the crash site.
Right.
And then we had to guard that perimeter. But by that time, here in the United States, they would have called the local authorities, and they should be there on their way, and they should be there shortly. In that meantime, if civilians came up and wanted to take pictures or do whatever, we'd tell them no photography allowed, but we could not lay a hand on them.
Yeah, you couldn't enforce it. If they took pictures, you couldn't really do anything about it.
We could not enforce it, even though that was called a national defense zone.
But you could report that to the civilian authorities when they came.
That's what we had to do. They told us. They drilled us into our heads. You don't mess with the civilians. You wait till the civilian police get there. Then you get the civilian officer up there and say, that person took pictures.
And you can identify them. You can do whatever is necessary. And you allow civilian authorities to enforce civilian law.
Exactly. That's the way it's supposed to be.
And there's a bright line there. Like, you know, here's a good example, and you could tell me how you would have handled this. You probably had experience with it, is if a civilian crashed through a chain link fence for a federal military installation.
You won't believe this, Eric. It happened one night when I was on duty at the local Air Force base here.
Right.
But I was a DOD police officer at that time. I was no longer Air Force security police. I hired in as a civil service GS5
right.
police officer.
Right.
Someone crashed right through one of our closed gates one night off of Interstate 40. And I mean, made a pretty good dent. Knocked it open. But all we did was, and even us as civilian DOD police officers, we were held to the same standard as the military, as the Air Force security police.
Right. Well, and the bright line there, though, is federal versus state.
Exactly.
And although, yes, they have transgressed a federal military installation, it's still a civilian matter.
It is. It was. It was a civilian matter. And we couldn't, you know, all we could do was detain them.
Well, and even that is stretching it, because really, technically, you're not supposed to detain. You can hand them over. Like, say they crash through the gate.
Mm.
You're not really detaining them technically, but you're waiting till the civilian authorities get there so that they can apprehend them.
You know, well, literally, if under the law, if they wanted to walk away, they could walk away. But
Exactly. That's,
you know.
I mean, technically, and that is the truth. And people don't know that, and they volunteer to stay in your, you know, presence, not your custody.
It's color of authority, Eric. It's called color of authority.
Yes.
They see me with that nice... Oh, we had a great uniform, and we don't exist.
But see, that is an abuse of
it all out.
But that is an abuse of the color of authority.
Yes, it is. If you do that,
right, and that's where. See, you understand this. This everything has changed. Now the military is in charge of the civilian population.
That is the thing that sticks in my craw more than anything, because I had that posse comitatus act drilled into my head so much, and even as a civilian officer,
what's that?
We only had authority through the Department of the Air Force, even though we were designated Department of Defense Police.
Well, hey, could you do me a favor, Clarence?
Yeah.
Could you contact Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez's office? She's a Democrat. She's actually was sitting in on the discussions in Congress about the military tribunals for the detainees in Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people understand that what they're talking about there, they're not talking about detainees. They're talking about us.
They
may not even realize it themselves yet.
Night.
Yeah, because anything that we do to ourselves. Anything that we do to anyone else, we do to ourselves. Because we now live in, and our system was really not intended to be a common law country. It was really intended to be it is because everything was supposed to be maintained under common law, your own rights and protections and everything else. But we weren't intended to be a common law country as interpreted under a kingdom or a royal family rule, to where, because this violates your rights to due process. Because if you say you're prosecuted for something,
mm-hmm.
and your case becomes case precedence, and they use your case precedence to find me guilty of something.
Right.
That violates my right to a jury trial.
Sure.
That violates my right, because what they're doing, and this comes under admiralty as well, they're using Rule 56C in the federal district courts, which is intended for admiralty. It's a bench trial.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling for a bench trial doing it, and this is the corporations and or defendants and or sometimes plaintiffs, and using a bench trial to violate the rights of an individual to a jury trial, either on an individual issue or on the entire case.
Mm-hmm. That's something I wanted to ask you about, Eric. And
Now, let me ask you before we go beyond that, though, is contact Congressman or Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez's office.
I'll remember that. Loretta Sanchez, California.
Right, and she, but call the D.C. offices. You can speak with an Annie Yee. It's Y-E-A. She's in the D.C. offices.
Annie Yee,
but,
okay.
Yeah, but let her know of what your experience is and how you've heard of what's going on and how angry you are because of your own expertise and training, and that you know and understand that what I'm saying is right on the money.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, this is not the country I was
grew up
born
in.
Into.
Right.
This is, you know, it's
this is Germany.
Away.
This is Germany.
It's turned into an authoritarian, almost a Stasi or Hitlerian or you name any number of those kind of things.
Right.
Why do we have police officers in, you know, uniforms and combat boots taking dogs
down? Yeah, like
down?
SWAT. Like everybody, the presumption of innocence is gone. We are all presumed guilty of something.
Exactly.
Well, and real quick, too, is when I went into Loretta Sanchez's office, I talked to a man. His name was Mr. Luna. And I was taken back. He actually asked me, he said, what do you have, a personal vendetta? I'm like, what? I'm trying to describe to you, and I'm telling you from personal experience that I understand what's going on and have experienced it, you know, experienced it myself and seen it firsthand. So I'm not, this is not conjecture.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
And he also said to me, he goes, well, we get people coming in here all the time that want to, you know, solve the budget crisis and they want to do this as if I'm some tinfoil hat wearing coup.
Congress doesn't want to hear from us anymore.
Well, no, he revealed to us as well that he is a 30-year pensioned police officer. He didn't say from what branch or where. My girlfriend and I presumed DEA. She went with me.
Yeah.
Because he didn't seem to have a problem with the military carrying on its own trials of civilians.
This has got to be stopped.
And I, that's why I need help. I really need
the Constitution,
your help.
And plus, it's... why do they even have the posse cut after all these laws they passed, the Patriot Act, all these other emergency orders and all this crap they signed?
Right.
Why don't they just take the posse comitatus act and throw it out of the law? Just say...
Well, they have. They believe they have. Go to Wikipedia and read what it says about the U.S. Coast Guard now, where they're saying that they're a branch of military that is not bound by posse comitatus. Even though they're... Listen to this real quick, Clarence, because this is important. You'll get it. They're saying that they come under the UCMJ, the Uniform
Code.
Well,
they
do.
They
they're not. No. They're not supposed to, because only anyone within the DOD is supposed to come under the UCMJ.
But they're under the Homeland Security branch.
Right. Exactly. But they're saying that they come under the UCMJ, which incorporated posse comitatus into the UCMJ.
Then that case, they should not be able to enforce.
Right, exactly. But they're saying that they're special because they were, back in the day, a federal maritime police agency.
That's where we were talking about, the Federal Revenue Cutter Service.
Right, you know. And that was started under Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were was they, because even on their website, they say that they were started to go after Patriot smugglers.
Patriots?
Exactly.
No, is that an oxymoron or what?
No, it's a royalist point of view. That is. I mean, that tells you so much where they're coming from, because they're saying that the revenue cutter, and it wasn't started for that reason. It was to go after the royal families to impose tariffs upon them and their subjects and their kingdoms for access to our country in the form of tariffs that ran 100% of our government up until the early 1930s.
I didn't know that.
Clarence, hold on real quick. We're going to another break, but I want to continue to talk to you real quick, and we'll get to some other callers in a minute. Hold on.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. Clarence, you still there?
Yeah.
I want to real quick, though, I want to ask you, because, you know, this. How old are you? Can you, you might say?
Yeah, I'll give it away. I'm 58 years old.
All right, I'm not far behind you. I'm 47, so. And I'm asking, you know, you're older. You have a vested interest. Do you have kids, grandkids?
I never married. I'm one of those guys. I was too cautious, so I got close, but I'm just too cautious.
Yeah, you might be lucky guy in some respects, but you know, but you still have friends and you know people that you.
Bunches of them.
Right, and so in there, and for the people that you know that you knew that probably you probably had friends that died in service, and friends who served, but and to the Constitution and the Republic, I ask that you take on this issue, learn it well, and make sure that it, I don't know, you know, what's going to happen with me. I've been taking on a branch of military by myself for 6 years now.
I know what it's like.
Yeah. Well, and it's a branch of military I'm not in. So I'm not getting the benefits of pay, legal aid, medical benefits, and more, and being presumed innocent. I have been presumed guilty by this branch of military that I'm not in that has been prosecuting me for the last 6 years within a military tribunal as an alleged civilian. So, you know, my prospects don't look very good.
Well, don't worry too much about it. You were in the Merchant Marine, as I understand.
Yeah, I'm a naval officer as well.
And you go through King's Point, and right. As I understand it, it's, are you, you're, does a naval commission come with that?
Yep. I'm commissioned on my original commission. It states that I'm an ensign. I was up for promotion to lieutenant commander when the Coast Guard came after me as a naval officer. And they did everything behind the scenes to get me kicked out of the Navy after they brought charges against me. We even have emails, you know, where they talk about framing the issue. Framing me.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen that kind of look. I worked in federal law enforcement. And I'm not proud to say it. I've seen corruption.
Yeah. Right.
I've seen people do things that, you know, I was young and dumb at the time.
Right.
And I thought, well, I better not say anything.
But it's getting to the point now where you have to, because this, you know, for whatever length of time.
I'm retired now. I can tell them anything I want to tell them.
Well, I would, to the point of where you can instruct people and let them know from your own personal experience and training that what is going on is wrong. There should be no branch of military outside of the DOD and outside of the Joint Chiefs and outside of the chair of the Joint Chiefs.
Should not be enforcing civil law in this country.
Exactly. Or carrying out trials.
The Act should be restored. And
listen to this, though. This is even worse, and you'll like this or dislike this. The Coast Guard is the only branch of military now that can carry home service-issued weapons. That's a violation of our Third Amendment.
Mm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Go to the Coast Guard website on Wikipedia, and this has been put up by an organ of the Coast Guard, their PR people or whatever. This is unofficial but officially approved. This is their position. And if you go to their website, www.uscg.mil,
right.
it's a military website that is designated for, reserved for, branches of the military, yet this is a branch of military operating outside of Department of Defense and in Homeland Security.
Well, it
is. Where they've taken Title 10, the UCMJ, out of DOD and into Homeland Security.
You know, they will try to tell you, well, you know, I always heard the whole story that, you know, the Coast Guard was kind of a civilian-type service or something like that.
Yeah,
in times of peace. But during, like, war, they could be incorporated into the United States Navy.
Yep, you got it. DOD, they're right under the Navy. That's why when they go on under the UCMJ, it's only on Title 10 orders from the president, and they are moved into DOD under the DON, Department of Navy, period. That's it.
So, but they're claiming now those guys that are serving in the Coast Guard.
Everyone in the Coast Guard is under the UCMJ. Right.
This is fascism.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what this is.
And that's why I say I need help in getting this, because this is the Battle of the Bulge. This is the Trojan horse.
Yeah.
This is that breakthrough in that bright line that separates what is military and civilian, and where civilians are always to be in control of the military, to where they are now saying the military, and the Coast Guard's done this before. Every time, this is the reason the UCMJ was passed, because up until the end of World War II, the Coast Guard was trying to impose military law upon civilians. The very first Coast Guard commandant is named Admiral Berthoff. He was knighted by the King of England.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that tells you a lot right there. The second commandant was named Admiral Vosch. They just came out with the two brand new national security cutters a couple years back named the Berthoff and the Vosch. Two good German names.
Now that tells you a lot about where they're going.
Well, Admiral Allen is married to Pamela Hess of Hess Oil Dynasty from back east, and she is related to former Deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler, Rudolf Hess. She is a Hessian. That's what the UK and Britain did to us in the Revolutionary War, is they broke out the Hessians.
And they're going to do it again.
Exactly. Well, Clarence, please get involved and start to understand the issues and continue to call in. I appreciate the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back. And, you know, this is a really, really serious issue. I wish I could get people to really get behind it, really understand it, really learn it, really be able to vocalize it, verbalize it to your congressmen and senators and neighbors and friends and even Coast Guardsmen and women when you see them and tell them how upset you are, how appalled you are, that they would believe that you get, you know, a lighthouse needs to be built like a fortress to withstand the sea. But that is a fortress, quote unquote, or fortification from the weather, not from Americans, not from civilians. That is not a fortress for armament. It is a beacon for safety. It is a, excuse me. I had to take a little swig of water there. It is there as a navigation device for sailors, for those, you know, for military personnel, of course, yes, although they don't really need it. It does help. It is there as a fail-safe. It's more for, because of GPS and all sorts of other stuff, it's more there for civilian mariners, and even civilian mariners still have GPS and a lot of other stuff now as well. And commercial have sextants and other navigation equipment where they can shoot the stars and or sun. Excuse me. But, you know, you don't get from lighthouses and life-saving and ice breaking and revenue cutter marine and the Bureau of Marine Inspection and the shipping commissioners, which was actually part of the judicial branch. They were judicial officers. They were called commissioners, but they were actually commissioned by the federal district court to go out and handle matters for ships on the Barrelhead. And if somebody didn't get paid properly or wasn't fed properly, the shipping commissioner had the authority to correct the matters then and there and require the shipping company to pay the individual. And instead, all of these things, and you got to understand, why would these things that protect us be turned in upon us? Why would lighthouses and life-saving be somehow used as a weapon against us, and these admiralty courts, military tribunals, military courts be constructed and carried on within the fusion centers to be used against our own people as military assets against our own people? Let me go to Leo and Mass real quick because he's been holding. Leo, you there?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I was just chasing down this lead somebody was sending me about CBs being confiscated. It sounds really strange. I'm wondering if there's artificial panics going on.
About what being
CBs? There's supposedly a video out on YouTube, and the title is CB and Ham Radio Confiscation Underway for FCC and FEMA Control of H1N1 Pandemic Information. And it seems a little strange that these truck stops won't be selling CBs. And I'm wondering if it's because CBs are harder to jam rather than if they locked out your cell phones or if they locked out the Internet.
Well, that's interesting because even in the maritime, you know, VHF and UHF, you know, sideband is very similar to CB radios, or, you know, it's if not the same thing, it's almost identical. But, you know, and I don't know how they could block that entirely because you've got so many people, especially along the coastlines, and we've got 95% of the people along the coastlines who are or 95% of the population that are within 100 miles of coastline or water. You would think that it doesn't matter what they do with the truckers because there's so many boats out there that can basically do the same thing.
Well, I'm wondering whether this is because the truckers would have immediate info that would spread out. But, I mean, I really can't see them being able to do things without being somewhat noticed. I mean, just recently, I lucked out. One of my friends sent me an email about the NLE 09 and all their radio frequencies, so I dropped that out on the net for everyone to see. And it was from their own issuance.
Well, but you also, exactly, but some of this, too, is put out as propaganda to, it's almost like a virus, or like what they're doing with the bird flu and all the, you know, chemtrail crap and everything, is they put
it out. Well, the chemtrails have been proven. I mean, barium.
You're not listening to what I'm saying or my point.
Okay.
The point is that they do these things to study them and see how they propagate so that they can learn how to cut off the message en route. You follow me?
Be specific.
They'll put out a red herring, and they will see how this red herring makes its way out through the grapevine so that they can cut off the vine.
Oh, so you're saying, yeah, we're all in a giant laboratory petri dish. I understand that concept. But the thing is this, I think those of us who are interested in this area of social control and their gaming are kind of missing the point that we really need a lot of local support for what we're doing, because that's the only thing that's going to back us up if something happens or if we disappear.
Yeah, numbers. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at me. I've been out here for 6 years trying to warn and inform people what's going on with the Coast Guard Homeland Security. And, you know, even with John Stadmiller, he had me on for 10 minutes yesterday or the day before. But it's like pulling eye teeth trying to even get on his program for 10 minutes to try to, even get him to better explain and help me better explain it so that people really get their mind around it, that this is the spear point.
I'm a little confused because I thought he really likes you.
Well, he still got me on the network, so he must like me somewhat.
I mean, he invited you. He was very proud to have you on. That's the way he spoke. That's the way, I heard that.
It took me several months to even get that 10 minutes, and it was, whether it's the bureaucracy or whatever, it was not easy in trying to get on there. And, I did get on. John put me on. He did give me the 10 minutes, and he did, but it wasn't as well-received as I had, thought it would be or had hoped it would be, to even where John would have me back on his... I've done John's program for him before, and he's had me on his program, several times. And I was trying to actually get back on there for, at least an hour or so that he could help delve into these and really with his own knowledge and everything else and his own demeanor and way of saying things, get it clear through the audience and to his audience, this is serious. This is, whether you talk about the NORTHCOM, whether you talk about, it was a 5th Brigade or whatever, this is going on right now. They're using the military through the Coast Guard under Admiralty to carry on military tribunals using military assets against American civilians. It's going on. This is not conjecture. This is not,
they're a lawless bunch anyway, so why do they even care about, the color of law? It's just, they're a bunch of criminals, and they're just doing...
But I think part of the problem is a lot of Congress doesn't understand what's going on. They really don't. It's being kept from them.
Well, because, it's more than that. I mean...
Of course. But I do believe that there are good, honest, decent, hardworking people in Congress.
And they're the minority.
Exactly. And I don't disagree in that point, but they are there. And they can do stuff. And at some point, even by getting the information out and making it abundantly clear, once, because everything that we've been saying for the last 5 years or people, before me for 10 years or more, it's actually creeping its way into mainstream media. They're now reporting on things from 2 to 4 years ago. And yes, they're way behind the curve, but at some point, whether it's because they don't have anything else to report upon or it's getting so much play that they have to try to put some spin on it, which they do, they put out so much truth when they put the spin on it and other pieces of facts that haven't been released that if you listen closely, they're giving us all more pieces of the puzzle when they do that.
But I think it all really started in seriousness when the 271 people who voted down the first bailout stayed in and changed their votes. Now, I don't understand how that they got away with that, because if I was part of the 271, I would have rallied them and say, hey, look, we're the majority. They want to change their mind. Let's take a walk. Let them try and vote without us. And that way they could have held their ground. And even if they passed this bullshit without the 271 people, it would have been so blatant. But they caved. They caved to the threat of martial law. And now we're $24 trillion in debt since October.
And we're already under martial law or military law, and there is a difference between the two. Martial law is temporary. It's for a couple hours. It's for a couple days. It's for a couple weeks. And it's to restore order and place things back in civilian control. Military law, military dictatorship, military rule is permanent. And we are under
One will lead to the other, though.
Well, we're already under military rule. We're already under a military dictatorship. You will have medical benefits, no matter what anybody says, forced upon you. You will have to insure yourself just like car insurance. It's going to be mandatory because you can hear it in the way they talk about it. They say, well, if the 40 or 50 million people that aren't insured would just insure themselves, it would all be a lot cheaper and better for everybody. And you're like, wow. So that's what this is all about. Mandating health insurance for everyone. And that came from people like Randy Rhodes, who's supposed to be the, you know, opposition, who's supposed to be quote-unquote progressive or liberal or whatever she is.
Well, she's a basic lefty, you know, populist lefty.
Yeah, but she's corporate media.
Really?
So
everybody in Air America's corporate left, huh?
I'd say pretty much.
Any exceptions to the rule?
Well, even Tom Hartman, I gave Tom Hartman a copy of the transcripts from my own proceedings, the first couple pages from it, where it says in there, look, this is a military tribunal of what you're alleging to be a civilian. Couldn't care. I gave it to Lou Dobbs, put it in his
really? I'm surprised Tom Hartman, because he seems like he's really sincere.
I've called into Mike Malloy's program, and
Mike Malloy's pretty good. Isn't Mike Malloy on the level?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
You got to understand that what they're doing is there's different ways that you can attack the country. There's different ways that you can attack the republic. There's different ways that you can attack the frame of mind of the people out there. And as long as you attack, and that's what they're doing, they're attacking.
They're misdirecting the attack.
Well, they're coming from a different perspective. They're attacking the republic. They're attacking the criminals that are involved that are doing stuff. But they're not really, how can you advocate for legislation for medical benefits when we have wars going on in Afghanistan and Iraq and that we're under warlike conditions? How can you advocate for civil rights, civil benefits through new legislation, national social legislation in a time of war? Don't you see that the two don't go hand in hand? How can you have...
Most
how
people don't have, get that. Most people don't.
Well, how
don't
can
see
you have
it.
Warfare, which is national socialism on a warfare perspective, go hand in hand with national socialism on a welfare side? And that's why I bring up people like Sarah Heath Palin and Heath Candy Bar Fortunes, because they made their money, they made their killing by providing candy bars through a federal military contract granted to them in the middle of World War II. They're not making bullets, they're not making bombs, they're making candy, but they're the other side of the same equation.
And it's all a sweetheart deal.
Well, they're fascist. It's either whether you're a welfare fascist or you're a warfare fascist. It's still national socialism. Because what they're doing is they're helping out the large families, the large corporations, the large union houses, anything large and corporate, they're helping out, and the families and family members tied to it. But individuals, an individual union member, no. The union has rights. The union members do not. The corporation has right. The employees of the corporation do not.
I worked in a union for 12 years when I was with General Electric.
Right.
And we made jet engines.
Right.
And I had some fun with them because they used to try and push off these info meetings for letting us know what's going on.
Where the union was actually an employer union?
Pardon?
Where the union was actually like an employer-type union?
No. The union was subject to the corporation hiring you. It wasn't like a laborer's union where you had to be a member to be in a labor job. No, this was a machinist position.
Right.
And you had to be hired through the company. But they came down and they would talk about how they... were painting the walls and everything, and how they were making improvements and all this, and how the competition was so tough. So they were trying to dismiss us without any questions, but I held up. I said, question. And so they reluctantly heard me say things like, I think that painting the walls may be great, but you're doing nothing about the air quality that we're having from all the fumes that we have to breathe in when we're working.
Oh, that must have gone over really well.
Yeah, and then I said to them, it's really rough to for us to get jobs around here. We have to stoop to brown nose to get a good job. And I'd like to see some open job posting. So they eventually did an open job posting. And then the fourth one, I really nailed their ass to the wall on this one. And my union supervisor, my union steward just shook his head when he heard me say this later on. I said, you're worried about the competition from Pratt & Whitney? I always thought our ex-military generals on our board of directors were more powerful than their ex-military generals on their board of directors.
Yeah. you've heard me talk about GE, right?
Yeah, no, not really.
Well, hold on. We'll be right back. And I'll give you a little bit of information about GE. I used to work for GE as well. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, hosted by Eric Schein. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, we're back. And Leah, are you still there?
Yeah.
Here, listen to this real quick. J.P. Morgan came to the United States before the Civil War. He helped incite the Civil War. He helped fund both sides of the Civil War. He profited from both sides of the Civil War. He took down American financial houses prior to, during, and after the Civil War, just like Morgan Stanley is doing now with Bear Stearns, or has done with Bear Stearns and more. We are in a Civil War environment in many regards when you compare what went on then and what is going on now. J.P. Morgan also was funded by his father, or backed by his father, who was an English banker backed by the crown. J.P. Morgan also started General Electric. He helped fund and set up the funding for what became General Electric, and we all know that GE owns NBC. So it's effectively a royal crown possession.
No wonder I had so much problems there.
Sorry?
I said, no wonder I had so much problems there. I heard J.P. Morgan.
Why do you think David Letterman had problems there?
I don't know about Letterman.
Well, when he was on the Late Show or whatever, Tonight Show, when he was still on NBC, he used to talk about the suits and GE and the whole thing until he finally got booted and went to CBS.
Yeah, well, I still hearken back to the whole thing of what the real problem, from what I see, is that when I pointed out, when I asked the question of a bunch of average white kids, I think I told you about this, about the Baxter flu release of live bird flu that killed the three ferrets.
Yeah, remember, we only got a couple minutes now.
And only one out of 50 knew about it, and that was
right.
The bad news. And the worst news was that nobody cared after it was verified.
Yeah. How do you think I feel about what I'm reporting?
I know, it's like we're talking to ourselves, and it's really spooky.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the mainstream, control or whatever you want to call it.
The knighting of the mainstream, or the dubbing from the mainstream to where they're saying that, yeah, we're legitimate. What they're saying is the truth. When what we know, what they're saying is not the truth, which is so absurd.
Well, they tell the half-truth, which is the best way to lie. You tell the half-truth and spin it your way. And that way you can lie, but you can say, well, you know, I told the half the truth.
Right. But their half-truth is only that their half-truth goes like this. Michael Jackson died, and then everything after that is a lie or spin or a make-believe or makeup to not report on what's going on in Iraq, Afghanistan, the war, Homeland Security, military law being moved out of Department of Defense and more.
I think the only way that we can do this is to do reverse engineering on this and have us all clamor for more Michael Jackson news, you know, like really do it to the point where they know we're making fun of them.
Yeah, right.
But
the only problem with that is they would deliver it freely. They would gladly give you more of that, because what they would do is they just replay.
Well, I think the way to do it would be, actually, if they did that, that would really make them look stupid. You know, they know they don't want to look stupid.
They already do. I mean, don't you think?
That's for us to see, but the regular people don't see it because they blend it in with enough other garbage that they don't see that they're pushing this.
The envelope? Pushing the envelope on pushing us tripe?
Yeah, do you know what a gossip columnist writes on?
I know.
A tripe writer.
Oh, nice. With that, Leo, I appreciate the call, and thanks for continuing to listen in. If there's anything you can do to help get the message out about Coast Guard, Homeland Security, military law, these military tribunals, and trying to explain it to people, I would ask all listeners out there, and yourself, Leo, to please. I mean, you can call into other programs and tell them what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't dare talk to anybody out in the real world, in the supposed real world, because their eyes glaze over.
Yeah, true. That's why we got to figure out snippets and tidbits to, you know, give them just a little bit and then move on and come back at another time. All right, we'll have to do that. We'll have to come back at another time next week. Thanks, Leo. Take care.
Okay, catch you later.
Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. That's it. We're out. With